We call the City of Franklin's Common Council to order now. Clerk, please take the roll.
Mayor Taylor.
Here.
Alderman Olson.
Here.
Alderman Salmon.
Here.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Here.
Alderman Taylor.
Here.
Alderman Schmidt.
Here.
Alderman Stransky.
Here.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
First item on the agenda is citizens' comment period. Are there any citizens wishing to speak during the citizens' comment period? Yes, sir.
They were 11 Dusty, 830 West Winston Way. I just want to remind the Common Council in regards to the quarries that some of the statements that they have in the documentation is that these are berms. I've got a map here that shows me that the new pile of dirt will be 60 feet high. That is not a berm. It's a pile of dirt or a hill of dirt. Also, most of the documents, and I don't know who provided these documents to the city, who developed them. It also says that the measurement will be to the center of the road. That's illegal. It has to be to the section line. And yet, we have all the documents you want. PDE 23, 24. Who puts out this garbage? I don't understand that.
Thank you. Anyone else wishing to speak during the citizens' comment period? Is there anyone else wishing to speak? Not?
Yes.
Oh, please come forward. State your name and address to the record.
Peter Sobek, 7505 South Cambridge Drive. Thank you for hearing me.
Sure.
I'm hopeful that my comments matter, that this is not a situation of a verdict in search of a jury. About 15 years ago, I launched a small little custom publishing company, and I got an obligation to get insurance for 20 employees. And I remember my insurance guy saying, Pete, the golden rule here is insurance companies are in the business of collecting premiums, not paying claims. Never forget that, and you'll be okay. So I received the letter from your insurance carrier, Statewide Services. So they were dutiful in their job in denying the claim. I have a feeling that they have a perfect record in that regard. I'm surprised to hear otherwise. They used words like settling, shifting, frost, usage, wear, tear. You know, totally contrary to what actually has happened. Our 10-year tally with this driveway situation was the first installation was about $16,000. We had it resurfaced last year for $7,500 because it was mangled. We had to remove a pad this year. Cost of $4,000 to get at the lockbox to repair it. We spent another $700 to have a concrete guy come and put the slab back in. So we're well over $28,000 on that drive. We've been there for 10 years. We paid somewhere in the neighborhood of $150,000 in taxes. That's $1,500 a month. I think that's more than most people pay for their mortgages. So I'm asking the city for roughly about a month's property tax as relief here for what we, you know, had the cost of reparations. I'm connecting the dots that for 10 years, this driveway, because it's the last one on Cambridge Drive, has been getting pounded by fire engines, moving trucks, moving vans, commercial vehicles with concrete loads in it. There is no way a driveway can hold up to it. 10 years, and I've been here three times asking for a proper turnaround, and we've gotten signage, and we've gotten a little turnaround plan across the farmer's field, which has done perfect. So over time, that lockbox cracked under all the stress. So I'm just trying to connect those dots that the reason our lockbox cracked is because it finally gave up after 10 years of just repeated pounding. You know, our driveway is the turnaround spot. I'm requesting a pretty modest settlement here, a little over $2,000, which is a small portion of what we paid, and giving everybody a chance to do the right thing. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Anyone else wishing to speak during the citizen's comment period?
Craig Haskins, 5444 West Harbor. I'm here as the chair of the Fort Franklin EDC, and I just wanted to let you know, I know we spoke earlier, we're eager to provide whatever assistance the mayor and the council needs from our group for helping on the strategic plan. And I know we've got most of the members of the EDC here tonight to watch your presentation, so the council put us to use if you need any help on this.
You just said the golden words, and I think there are a number of Forward Franklin committee members here.
Almost all.
Yeah, we were just before the meeting, we were talking about potential quorums and negative quorums, and so I'm going to have to ask several of the Forward Franklin committee members will volunteer to actually step out.
Can I pick?
Yes.
All right.
Because you're the chairman.
I'd pick Sweeney and Kaplan.
I'm your part of CCB.
Okay. So we have seven members. We only need one to leave. Is that right?
Two, I believe.
Two to leave? So we have four here? All right,
just went up.
How about I just finish my comment and then...
Just went up to three. Serious.
Okay. So three have to leave? All right.
I can step out. There's right. Other representation here.
Okay. All right, then I'll leave right after, and then Mr. Nickley will be here, too. That'll just leave John. Can I continue?
Yeah, I just...
Do they have to leave now?
Yes.
Okay.
We have open meetings commitments. I think it's duly noted that you're speaking. Is there one other?
Yeah, John's going to come up. Nothing like being a rookie chairman of a.
No. It's not. There was really, we saw no business items on there, but the second that you invoked the words Forward Franklin and we saw the number of members.
Well, when I heard you say golden rule, I thought you were talking about the insurance guy. Golden rule. So, anyways, well, now it's just me, but let us know, I guess. Oh, and Alderman Taylor. I guess let us know if you need to use our committee for any assistance on this project. Several of us coach baseball, and we're excited from that perspective as well.
I was going to ask you about that, because it's my understanding you actually coach three teams.
Yeah, I'm missing two of their games tonight to watch this. So
you probably would have a much better feel for the amount of, the demand that there is in the community for both baseball complexes for little leaguers, high school, and adults, as you're still in it. I know. Yeah. I used to play four nights a week, but that's a while ago.
Yeah, I coach three teams. The one that you've heard me complain about before are the kids who are just about to go into high school. We're playing a game right now against Racine at Fleming. For the last few years, we weren't even allowed to play at Franklin. I shouldn't say allowed. We couldn't have there was no field available for us in Franklin. So the Franklin, the best 13-year-old team in the state, and in my opinion, had to play at Zablocki Park in Milwaukee, representing Franklin. Every team from Delafield to McFarland came down and said, why are we in Milwaukee? Aren't you from Franklin? And I said, well, we don't have a field at Franklin. But this complex is unique because there's nothing like this. I mean, I haven't seen your presentation, but just from what I know about it, just from listening, there's nothing like this in the area in southeast Wisconsin. The closest is something in Middleton was kind of neat. We would all travel, all the southeast Wisconsin teams would travel to Middleton to play on a tournament there in the summer. And they'd play the doors. So.
How many people is that, approximately, that would travel?
On our team?
Well, collectively.
Well, I mean, there's dozens and dozens of teams in the area that are like ours. Not Little League based, but the traveling, the guys that they handpick and travel around the area. So, but anyways, I guess from... since I blew it and announced that our whole guys were here, please let us know if we can be of any assistance in promoting economic development in Franklin. Thanks.
Thank you, Mr. Hanselman. Anyone else wishing to speak during the citizens' comment period? Is there anyone else wishing to speak? If not, we'll close the citizens' comment period and turn to next item on the agenda, and it's announcements. You have in your packet a proclamation, 15th anniversary celebration of Clare Meadows Senior Apartment Homes. Proclamation was presented at the ceremony on Monday. I believe the proclamation is self-explanatory. Alderman Wilhelm, do you have anything you'd like to say? Or?
No, it was just a really nice event, and Supervisor Murkowski was there, and the people that originated the funding for the original facility were there as well. So it was very nice that Sister
Celine and Sister Pat.
She gave a wonderful couple of spoke twice.
Those are two resident saints. They really are. If anybody knows Sister Celine, she's just fantastic. They saw her push the Archbishop around, who might become the Pope someday. So he was a pretty big guy. Okay, nothing further on that. I'll turn to the next item, and that's I've asked that presentation by Mike Zimmerman, Franklin resident, regarding Crystal Ridge come before you tonight. This is not a concept review, and actually I'm going to do something I haven't done in 8 years. I'm going to go out there. I'm going to ask taking a seat tonight is because I met with the county executive, Chris Abley, probably a month and a half ago or so, and had a number of issues on the agenda. Some were from Franklin, some were from the ICC. One in particular was the EMS paramedic contracts. But Mr. Zimmerman's group had come in and talked to me briefly about this concept of a baseball complex / sports complex and bike trail, et cetera, et cetera. And at that time, I also showed him this plan that was presented from the CCD to the Plan Commission of the Common Council some months back. As you can see, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 baseball diamonds on that complex. The CCD's idea received overwhelming support by both Plan Commission, Common Council, I think, Ford, Franklin, and just about everyone else. And the reason for that is because there is, as Mr. Haskins says, there's a real desire and demand for sports facilities in the city of Franklin. Many of you may remember that I asked the Parks Committee and the Council to have authority to go in and talk to Sue Black probably about 2 years ago about negotiating a deal for the Crystal Ridge Ski Hill. I did do that. Later on, what appeared in the Business Journal is an article where I had offered Sue Black $1 for the complex, and she was at $4 million for the Crystal Ridge Ski Hill. Later on, she came down a little bit, and I moved up my offer to $2. Clearly, we were not seeing eye to eye on that. Now, I did talk to her also about there might be a possibility, and that's the key word, might be a possibility, that the city of Franklin might be interested in entering into an intergovernmental cooperation agreement that perhaps impact fees that have been collected for the purchase of parks, lands, or for the acquisition of development of park facilities could be used. Long story short, we had a nice discussion. but we're not able to put something together. Lo and behold, Mr. Zimmerman and his group came in. And again, I would mention that he is a Franklin resident. And tell me if I'm wrong. What Mr. Zimmerman is offering is to put up $3 million of his own money to build this complex. And he's looking for some cooperation from the city of Franklin. Why am I bringing this to your attention and not bringing it in the form of a concept review? Because Mr. Zimmerman the other day hit the key words for me, and he said that if we're going to make this a reality in Franklin, that, and if this is going to pass the Milwaukee County Parks program and the county board, that they need to start raising grass as soon as possible. And the reason that they need to do that is if for next year, next season, you're going to book out these facilities and make a go of this and have the cash flow that's necessary to support this endeavor, you need to start on the construction as soon as possible. And so this is highly unusual. I don't think I've ever sat here before in front of the council. But there is a great urgency to get the program started if and when the Milwaukee County Parks Committee approves the plan, and then if the county board of supervisors also approves the plan. And that could take several months, that they really need to get going on this. And these were your words to me the other day, or they probably need to look someplace else. Now, when I met with the county executive and Sue Black, the site that I told Mr. Zimmerman, I thought the site that I really thought would be good for this is on 51st and Pierce. And I still do think that's a good site. Fortunately, unfortunately, the land that's there is in the ownership of Milwaukee County Park System. And I did talk to the county executive about this, but what we got back was a great plan, a plan that where there's going to be a person that's going to put up $3 million of his own money and a facility that could draw up to, I guess it could fill 6,000 hotel rooms a year when it's finally completed and full-blown and everybody's, instead of going to Middleton, they're coming to Franklin. So with that, I wanted to get this in front of the council because this was slated for the Parks, Milwaukee County Parks Committee, and then it was pulled off the agenda. I've heard some reasons or some rumors why, but I don't have anything concrete. But this thing is moving, and it's important that the Common Council be appraised of this as soon as possible. So I'm sure Mr. Zimmerman would like you to vote tonight in favor of this and to probably cut him a check for several million dollars, but that's probably not going to happen. What it is important is that you get this, you understand the concept, you understand what is needed to take place, and that I guess you would also understand what types of amenities would be on the location. And that's why it's here.
Great. That was great. First and foremost, I want to say thanks to the Common Council and Mayor Taylor for putting me on the agenda. I appreciate it. I think the intent of this is really just to socialize the complex. It's still, I would say it's still very flexible in terms of the things that we can do with it. So our thought was, we've already been in pretty good discussions with Milwaukee County. We know that the City of Franklin is an important partnership for us. So our hope was to put the idea out there and, start talking about it sooner rather than later. And it is my goal to have ball being played on these fields sometime next spring. But with that being said, maybe I could just spend, if it's okay, 10 minutes just walking you through the project. So the working title for this, and it's just purely a working title, we're calling this Place the Rock. I think that'll make a bit more sense as we go through it, but... let me just hit the pause button and do some quick intro. So to my left, I have Greg Marceau. Greg is the CEO of Carstensen, the Carstensen Group, who, if you guys know Mark Carstensen, Greg now runs that organization. They've done, well over $100 million in development in the Franklin area. To the back of me, we've got Kevin Haley, who's been, he's going to be representing Milwaukee County. If there's any questions tonight that come up about DNR or what that partnership looks like, he's there to kind of represent that. But in terms of me, I born and raised in Franklin, grew up on the home on 92nd and Rawson with the baseball field. So I've been injected since a little kid with baseball. I now live with my wife and four kids over in Stonehenge Subdivision. And I drive by to work every day past Crystal Ridge Ski Hill landfill. Professionally, I have six healthcare businesses. Healthcare's really kind of, you know, been very good to me. I've had a lot of successful businesses. So a part of this effort is to, you know, try to give back to the community in a way that I'm very passionate about. And there's two things after building businesses that I'm very passionate about. One is baseball, the other is skiing, which kind of makes this a unique development site. That and I drive by it, it's a bit of an eyesore, so I think it'd be a really interesting opportunity to change that. So with that as a backdrop, maybe, Greg, we can just flip through these pages quickly. So the mission of this complex is to seek, and I said some of this, to seek out our personal passions for sports and recreation, youth development, business, and giving back by providing our local and regional communities with a state-of-the-art sports complex that's affordable and accessible. And I think those are all really key words. When we say state-of-the-art, I still play hardball, and I play hardball on Milwaukee County Diamonds. What we're talking about here are synthetic infields. True hop, for any baseball player, these are true hop bounces. And what that will do is it will bring talent from all over, probably in a 200-300-mile radius. These will be some of the best baseball diamonds in that radius. So the economic impact of that, I think, will be pretty significant. I'm just going to hop around a little bit. So when we talk about the activities, go, Greg, if you could go to page, I think it's page 7 in this presentation. So it started out largely as baseball, softball, and now it's morphed, and it's still morphing, and we want to hear everybody's ideas on it. But we really see an integrated complex that will do a lot of things. We want to continue with downhill skiing and ski racing. There's a lot of upgrades that need to be made to that hill, but we want to continue with that. We want to do more of a terrain park with snowboarding. We want to do youth baseball clinics, practices, leagues, female fast pitch, youth and adult soccer, and maybe lacrosse. Tennis courts aren't on here, but Mayor Taylor and I talked a little bit about that. That might find its way on the master plan. Adult men's hardball practices, league games, adult men's and co-ed softball, mountain biking. We spoke with Metro Mountain Biking. They've done a lot of development of the site. We want to maintain that. We want to improve upon it. And then obviously the work that's being done up there with the BMX terrain, we think that can stay, and that'd be a neat opportunity. So that vision actually is now much more, it's not just about baseball and softball, it's an integrated sports complex. So if we go to the master plan, we can show you how this all materialized. And it's a bit hard to see, so you might want to turn to page 4. In the upper right, we have four, I'm calling them senior level hardball diamonds. And these are 320 down the side, which means you can play adult baseball. As Craig talked about earlier, you know, there is a need for senior level baseball diamonds. And each one of these fields will be a synthetic infield. Outfield will be natural turf, and it'll be all of this will have irrigation. The two smaller diamonds are youth little league and convertible over to women's and girls fast pitch softball, which there is a significant market for, especially in Franklin. And the neat thing about these diamonds against synthetic infield, they convert. They can toggle between both of them. And then the last quad of diamonds is actually a softball, so 305 down the line. And each one of these will have a satellite concessions. That larger red building, I think it's, what number is that? Is it 20? Looks like 5. That'll be phase 2, but we see a indoor complex, which would do everything from batting cages, maybe some soccer infields. It'll be a 22,000 square foot, right, Greg? That's what we're planning on. And then up on the top here, we're going to have we call it a special events pad. That's number 10. And then 7, if you can see sort of the dark area, the Metro Mountain Biking Association wants to do a bit more on Terrain Park. We're going to do that as well. And then phase 2, you know, whether it be soccer, lacrosse, tennis courts, you know, we're kind of agnostic on it, sort of whatever the community would like to see there. You know, we realize there's some complexities there with lights because the neighbors, we got to be sensitive to that. But we think it's, we'll have a lot of different options to think about there. So I think that's sort of the macro visual. Greg, did I forget anything?
It is leaving the existing, I don't know if you guys can hear me all right. It is leaving the existing steel and the existing steel shell that's out there now to keep that operational. There's a future improvements plan, but as part of phase two or phase three down the road, which is the steel.
So just, if we could just go to page five real quickly. So in terms of the people doing the work, you know, we thought we sort of brought in a team that, you know, is going to be obviously providing the capital, the strategic oversight, local project management, and then we've hired specialists. So we've asked Carstensen to do the project management. He's obviously very familiar with Franklin. We're going to Zimmerman Ventures, the company that I own, will be obviously providing the capital and helping support the organization from a strategic standpoint, making sure we're running it like a business. We have engaged with a group out of Peoria, Illinois, that is the best in, I guess you could say, baseball complex build, design and build. And they do colleges all over the United States. They do large, you know, community complexes. And then also, because a big piece of this is upgrading the visual look of it, we are engaged with a landscaper that is, you know, his company is the only task of making this landfill not look like a landfill. So we really wanted that to be an important piece of it. So last page, and then I'll defer to anybody else for questions. You know, we also want to propose, and we proposed this to Milwaukee County. We think there's a really neat opportunity for a more contemporary relationship around, call it joint venture, call it partnership, call it whatever you want, but where we can build an organization where three parties come together, Milwaukee County, City of Franklin, and the work that I do, to, you know, be incentivized to provide both the community attributes, but also, you know, if there are financial gains, that everybody realizes in that. So without getting into the complexities, what we'd like to propose is some sort of joint venture structure, if you guys have the appetite for it, that allows for us to be transparent with the numbers, and, you know, if this thing does win, we're all winners. And we've talked to county about it, and that's the way we're leaning with county. We're still sort of fine-tuning the final agreement, but at the end of the day, whether it be Phantom or the real deal, they will be an owner in this entity, I guess you could say. So, and I think the benefits, and when I talked to Mayor Taylor about this, I think a lot of these are obvious, right, which are there's a huge demand for this everywhere. I still play in two adult hardball leagues, even though my wife doesn't love that. So I play in a 28 and older and 35 and older, and there's just not enough complexes out there. And I sit on the board of MSBL. There's a demand issue, but there's also, you know, in terms of the quality of parks, there's just, you know, the synthetic infield, as I said earlier, will bring a whole, I think, new, interesting economic development to it. But also the reason I personally lean towards the Crystal Ridge property is because I don't think that there's any other opportunity for this property. And I drive by it every day. I think it's a really unique opportunity to take what is an eyesore and turn it into something that is a destination place. And we can really do that. There's a number of options like this, but for me, this is a kind of a local challenge for me as well, to try to convert this thing into something that's a bit more meaningful. And as you said, I mean, you talked about this in the right, but I mean, a lot of this is, you guys have already talked about, and I'm not bringing a new idea. I just wish we would have talked about it earlier, but I think I call it the perfect storm. County has a need, you guys have a need, I have a passion. So, and, you know, my goal would be to try to get these things playable by next spring. So, with that being said, I think that's, I don't know if I missed anything, Greg? Okay. Kevin, do you want to add anything, or you good?
What about the DNR? Possibility of that. We had been told for many years that you really couldn't put anything on Crystal Ridge.
I'm Kevin Haley, 8945 South 116th Street. We've had multiple discussions with the DNR. Actually, they're kind of excited about the idea of having a meaningful land use for the landfill. Landfills, as you can imagine, are always sort of like, what do you do with them when you're done? How do you bring them to something creative? We've shown the preliminary concepts and plans to them, and they see an opportunity, because everybody else does to turn this into something really beautiful and meaningful, have it look good, be sustainable, and we're not having issues with penetration or any way compromising the cap. It is a closed landfill. Whatever plans we wish to move forward need to be approved to them. We've been working closely with this group, and while we shared the preliminary plans, ultimately the county would give this move forward, we would make a formal request to the DNR to modify a closed landfill. It's a procedural thing. They would review and sign off on the plans and say, this is now what it's going to be for the rest of its life. Right now, we basically have a former landfill with vegetation on it and not much else. And the feedback we've gotten from them is they see this as a great use. One, because we're repurposing landfill, and two, because there's vegetation, people using it, activities out there, and this puts a great big 148 chunk of land back on the map for our local citizens.
I just have another, and that's Mr. Zimmerman. I understand that you met with representatives of the Citizens for Community Development regarding their initiative. One of the things that we talked about was that if, in fact, this came to fruition, that and, let's say, this land became available, that you might be willing to assist them with the help of maybe their ideas in the future.
Yeah, that's right. We had one conversation. We're on task to have a couple more conversations to see if we can bring these two concepts closer together. My sense is that this, if we started here, we're going to very quickly strip out capacity, and we'll have all sorts of new need. So we even talked about the idea of phase one, phase two. But yeah, we're going to explore to see if we can put these two ideas together.
Okay, well, I'm going to take my seat.
Alderman Olson.
I'm sorry, Mr. Mayor, before you get up, I have a couple of questions. First of all, it's important that we all recognize and know what the relationships are here. It's very unusual, Mr. Mayor, for you to go into the audience like this. And it's also unusual for you to speak at length as you have. So please tell us what your relationship is with this development. Are you a representative? Are you a partner? Are you working with or any part of any management or responsibility with you?
I'm the mayor of the city.
That didn't answer your question.
I think it did.
No.
I have no relationship. Mr. Zimmerman and I just met probably a month ago or so.
Thank you. A couple of other questions for the applicant. And first of all, let me say at the outset, I like this plan. I generally like it. But I'm going to have constituents ask me, if this is such a good plan, why do you need City of Franklin money? And how do I answer that?
We don't need City of Franklin money. I think, we can get 60, we can build a great complex for $3 million, and I'm going to do that. But we can really do some amazing things, especially when we talk about cosmetically cleaning it up. There's some infrastructure issues on the road, so we don't need it. But we now have a destination site if we can have a few more funds. But we don't need it to pull this off.
So my comment to that is that's great. I appreciate that. I was going to ask you for more financial detail, but if you don't need our money, I don't need to know what your books are.
I'd be more than happy to share my books with you, but I'd love to have your money. Just, I want to be clear on that, too.
Well, it's not my money.
The City of Franklin.
The only comments overall on this is I think the tennis courts over there in Hawthorne and Lane might be a tough sell.
Sure.
Dr. Sarnecki might have a few things to say about that. That was my district, by the way. So, and it appears to me that if you have multiple all time is going at the same time, you may be way out of the park. And the sky's going to fall because I believe the old park is going to be. But you may have a lot less parking necessary.
Yeah, great. That comments.
I guess I'd like to go back to your first question, and that's why am I sitting here? The reason I'm sitting here is I've been advocating for this type of development for 6 or 7 years. Mm-hmm. I've had several meetings with the Parks Department. In fact, Mr. Haley was in some of those meetings. We have a letter on record from, I think, Ted Fadro from about 30 years ago begging Milwaukee County to comply with its promises to beautify that area. Like I said, I've already met with the county executive on this. I also had
the former county executive, who's now the governor, on this site to show him the possibilities of what could be placed on here. I don't know how many years ago that is, 7 or 8. So I have, I'm advocating for this Alderman Olson, very much so.
Alderman Skransky?
Yeah, I've seen this for many years, and being on the Planning Commission up until a short period of time to review this site for many events that could go there. I think it's a great, great plus for the city. I commend you for coming in and taking your thoughtfulness and to develop this, and I hope Milwaukee County can get a road to go there. And our new county supervisor to make this come to fruition, because I think, I should say not think, I know this will be a very much of a jewel for this community that it has been looking for a long time. The activities and the sports in this community have been really been short-suited in this area without a question. And I guess I would ask all of our people that are sitting up on this dais, and I thought it was pretty maybe important or improper that Alderman Olson would make some comment regarding some impropriety, but I'd like to take a roll call. Does anybody sitting up here have an interest in this project, or are we totally free of any encumbrance? I have none. I will give it all my support through my constituents and wherever possible, and talk this up to make it happen.
Thank you. Alderman Wilhelm and Alderman Solomon.
It's kind of dark in here. I guess I have a couple comments. You know, now one of the first comments I made when you were entering the room and setting up was, oh, sure, now that my both my children are grown, something finally comes in that they could use. So my son, just second child, just turned 18. So. I guess I'm wondering a little bit about location, and you gave a good reason why you had picked this location. The only thing that I still have reservations about on the location is Franklin has always needed something in the center of the city to have a draw. We continue to feed our outside municipalities, and this being really close to Greendale, great for Greendale. And probably great for Hale's Corners. However, what does Franklin get for the draw? And then my thought was, well, maybe it would help 76th Street, which is sort of the only downtown we have. However, I'm wondering about the possibilities of making a connection with the land that kind of blocks everything off from that 76th Street area. And if you've thought about, or would you think about, some type of pedestrian or some type of access that would then link actually to Franklin, so we can have more of a business draw in Franklin rather than pulling everything out of Franklin and another community. I think that's real important, for especially for the residents here. I'm sure that they're going to embrace this, but are they really going to understand the business and financial draw that might pull away from our city, which we need? Which is why I thought that site that the CCD was working on was a pretty valid site, because I liked the location by the high school and kind of more in the center of the city, which I thought we needed for a business draw. The other thing is, in my district, in Pleasant View School, there was a park plan for Ball Diamond, and I'm wondering that will ever be developed.
Well, what was the third the question?
And it's a, well, I'm just making a statement that in the third district by Pleasant View School, there's land that's landlocked but has been since 98 purchased with state funds that was promised to the constituents as of Deb Ball Diamonds and different things. And I'm wondering now, will that ever be developed? And what will my constituents be able to use, and how that will affect our park plan, our comprehensive outdoor recreation plan. As I didn't know what it was coming to compare what our current park plan says and how this fits in with that. And it probably does in some ways. I know there's always been some design concept for that area. And then another thing is restaurants. I'm wondering if you thought about that and how you feel about possibly of putting something there. Wouldn't it be nice to not have to go downtown Milwaukee to Bartolo's?
Right.
You know, wouldn't it be nice to have something that, you know, Franklin residents could have? Well, you know, people have said to me, well, we don't even have a Panera here.
Right.
You know, so could this help the draw for that?
Right.
I would like to give credit to the organization that brought this concept in and gained the interest of the community for having this larger concept, and I hope that you'll address them in some way that, and giving them a little credit for it, because they've done a lot of surveys, and I think that that's helped the community as a whole realize that this could be a good project. So other than that, I don't really have any large concerns. I think it's great that you're willing to put your money on a project like that.
Great. Should I respond to some of those? Or?
Sure.
No, go ahead.
You had asked for the pedestrian link to somehow tying that back into the community. Can you expand it? What you meant by that?
Well, if
you got the walking access back to 76.
Yeah, you know, because I didn't know what your concept or really what was on here. It was, you know, a total surprise. I could have done a little more research had I known, but I just know that where the People's Choice car wash is,
right,
and there was going to be a motel in there. But the way the roads are set up, there's a complete dividing line between that and the whole 76th Street.
Right.
Think of Mr. O'Malley's subdivision, the Pick and Save, and all of that area that could be more linked to our, pull that in to make it our downtown. We had talked about, well, our Civic Center district is going to be around here, and that's kind of not really happening. We really have never created that downtown, that sense of community thing that we've talked about. And this being so close, I'm just concerned about not connecting,
right,
to that. How can we connect it? Would you look at the possibly making a good connection for Franklin?
Yeah, so I'm going to be really clear on this. So, like, for me, the association with Franklin is really important.
Mm-hmm.
How to best pull that off, I'm open to whatever ideas. I actually love your idea, because part of the issue we have is, you know, this road is bumpy, needs to be replaced. So if we have to replace it anyway, what's the best way to do it? So I want this to be a partnership with Milwaukee County Park and Recs and City of Franklin. There's a lot of ways you can do that, from branding to your idea to a number of different ideas. So I think we're totally open to whatever, and I think that's a really important piece. This location, I can't speak to the center of it, but I think we also run the risk, and this is me, the resident speaking, of being defined as the, you know, the place with the landfill. So that's why I tend to really go back to this, to make this a destination place for Franklin, but in partnership with Milwaukee County. The restaurant, it's absolutely, we thought it, and that's, we think it's a big piece of the plan. That's number 10. It's a restaurant, bar. Which I'm still thinking through. We want to do it the right way. But Franklin's sort of a niche-y area. But absolutely, we're really excited about that. And I think, you know, in terms of the CCD, I didn't know about this until about 2 months ago. And I do appreciate it very, very much. And we're going to do our best to try to find a way to bring those all those pieces together.
Right.
So,
Mormon and Solomon.
Well, first off, this is a facility that is much needed in the community. Obviously, we've recognized that. We're willing to spend some money on it. I have two adult children that still play softball, 35 and 40. I have a grandson who is on the traveling team for the Franklin Fire. And we go from Wind Lake to Racine to Kenosha to Waukesha, Hales Corners, all over to play those games. This would be a very welcome facility, as we can probably hold some huge, huge tournaments right here for the Franklin people and bring people in, which is going to be really nice. I'm the alderman of the area. I, too, agree with Alderman Olson that those tennis courts may have to be put on a different area. One thing I do notice that I did talk about, if you have adults there playing or youth playing, you're going to need some playground equipment for younger sisters and brothers so they have something to do. Otherwise, it's going to be very difficult to bring the whole family in. The other thing is, and maybe Kevin can answer this, have you looked at the property, and I'm assuming it's probably state property, southeast of Old Loomis Road? That's right there, yes. Is that buildable? Because if it is, you ought to try and get that from the state to put it in the parkland. And, you know, you could put tennis courts, you know, in there. And it wouldn't have any adverse effect on the residents. Just a thought. But that should be available.
It is an idea that has been promotion. Yeah, we're looking for that. We see a little bit of the idea that is available to expand this and depending on how that would go.
Sure. Old Loomis Road is a county road, so you'll have access to the county supervisor to get that repaid.
Working on that.
Good. That's good. That's good. Because we've been working on it for many, many years.
You'll see us learning later.
Okay. But this is a development that I feel very positive about.
Thank you. And the playgrounds, I can assure you, my wife, we'll make sure that there's playgrounds there. So she's already talked to me about it.
Even a waiting one of these pools. That
that's a good idea.
Yeah. Spray fence on it when it's 90 degrees out there and they're trying to play baseball in the summer. Kids would love that. Splashing right there.
One question I have, is there any consideration for lighting some of these diamonds?
There is. Our plan is to light the senior level ball fields, at least two of the Little League diamonds, maybe four, and then the softball.
And the softball.
Right.
I would like to give a little bit of background. I think I have some frame of reference here, having grown up in all my life in Franklin and having always been an advocate of baseball and softball. When I started off, we had to play baseball. We were fortunate to have the fire department and the Lions Cubs provide a couple little diamonds for us to have leagues, or there would have been nothing available. By the time I joined men's softball league through the recreation department, our only avenues were to play behind in a playground at Pleasant View and then at Countrydale. Ultimately, that league moved on to the House of Correction property. In 1970, when I was working for the hub, we had a gentleman came along, applied for a special use permit through the Parks Department because he wanted to build an enclosed four-diamond softball complex off of Rawson and 27th on his father-in-law's property. A lot of misinformation got circulated. It got voted down. He gave up. You know, it was almost heart and feathered because people didn't want it there. Nothing happened. In the 1980s, I was running a softball league, a men's softball league. What we have available, I had to rent the diamonds in the Greenville Community Center on Sunday afternoons because there was nothing available in Franklin. Here we are, 2012, Franklin with 34 square miles. We still don't have sufficient facilities for baseball or softball. And I think this being on the borderline where there is a lot of potential development for commercial development along Ross and Avenue and everything, that this entire project, I think, will be a magnet for future development. And maybe a lot of people don't understand either, when you hold tournaments, they draw teams from all over the state, the Midwest even, if it's a high-profile type tournament. It creates all kinds of commercial opportunities.
Yeah.
Anybody else? Mayor Taylor.
Just one last thing, and that's that, again, I asked several years ago, I don't know when it was exactly, that the council give me the authority to go in and negotiate with the Parks Committee about the Parks Department. I did have, it's difficult to talk when others are talking.
Alderman, please.
Extremely quick.
And anyhow, the I went in and I had several meetings with Sue Black, the parks director, and her staff. I went and I met some years ago with representatives of the Little League, former two county supervisors, and others regarding this area to try and get this into a change it from probably the largest eyesore that we have in Franklin at our opening door to something that we would all be proud of. And I brought in proposals to the Parks Committee and showed what had occurred in other municipalities, such as Mequon, where they turned it into a golf course. I believe John Doyne, three-hole golf course, I believe that was a landfill. And what other municipalities have done across the nation. And for some, it was just hard for them to imagine that that ugly eyesore over there could somehow be transformed into something that would be very useful. Where I'm going with this is that in the sets of negotiations I had with the director of parks, while they're very cordial, the figure that was put out was $4 million just for the land. Now, that does not take into account what the city would do after you got the land and then putting in all of the amenities. I mean, we see the ball diamonds here, we see tennis courts, but we don't see the sewers and the water and the lighting and the electric and all those things that are going to total some $3 or $4 million. So for the city of Franklin, instead of us having to take $3 million out of our coffers and an additional $4 million if you were to buy the properties, $7 million, you have a private group that's coming in here, a person that's grown up in Franklin, that's putting this proposal forward. I would dare to say that most communities would kill to have this proposal in front of them. I'm wondering what Mr. President, you grew up in Muskego, and every time I go out to Muskego, I revel at what they've done with their high school and those sports complex. I went by the town of Iguanago recently. Great sports complex. Both of us and many others have traveled with the Franklin Sabres when they were going for the state championship, gone to these small towns, and we encounter this, and that didn't come by volunteers stepping up to the plate and saying, okay, here's $3 or $4 million. That came from the taxpayers. You have a proposal that I think, I guess what I'm hearing is it's very positive, but you've got a proposal that needs to get backing, needs to get support, and needs to become reality. This will put Franklin on the map once again. Mr. Haskins, I know he knows how to, he plays ball, and I know he knows a lot about it. When he says that the groups are traveling to Middleton now, I think he's talking about throughout the entire state. And there's an opportunity here for, instead of them moving to Middleton, they're going to be coming to the great city of Franklin.
I'm going to pass the gavel to you, and then if I could.
Thank you. Mr. President.
Thank you, Your Honor. I'm going to talk county side a little bit first. When I first saw this proposal before the Parks Committee last month, I came out of my office because I was listening to it, and I wanted to speak on behalf not of the city or even myself as a representative. I don't know if Solomon represents that, and Alderman, I believe it's Sam Filippo on the county board, so I don't represent in either capacity. However, I know what our residents have been asking for years, and so I spoke in favor of it to my colleagues, and we have some on the county board that right away want to go out for an RFP, you know, where this is a pretty specialized project, and so some just don't get it, and others, I've been behind the scenes talking to them, especially some of the newly elected ones, who I will have a little driving tour with them and bring them down there. Maybe I'll bring Mr. Haley around, you're kind of a resident expert on it, and show them what it is and what it can be. So we do have to get through the county board, which there could be some challenges because of we have to do this. This is county land. We can't just give it to somebody. Regarding the location, far and away that's the best location. If you take a look at what that could do, 6,000 hotel nights, what that could do to Orchard View, where the old Blockbuster video, the other empty, where Walgreens used to be, where the grocery store used to be, I mean, that could be a chain reaction, something, a destination, like the mayor mentioned. That is what this community has been lacking forever. When we sit there trying to market the city, what are we marketing? Well, it's a suburb, but nothing really to come and do. And this would be a great location. And frankly, I know the mayor brought up the 51st and Pew, and for some reason this site couldn't work. I would say we got another site for you to do it. But, that we can do something there in the future. Whereas this one, you're going to need someone from the private sector, like yourself, to invest his own money to doing it because of the environmental challenges. I think that's obvious. Now the question that I have is, what kind of dollar amount are you looking from us? Because obviously you're looking for a financial commitment from the city to do maybe the roads or whatever. I guess, the mayor's absolutely correct. I mean, these things don't happen in other communities just because someone opens their checkbook. You have people out there in the community saying, we want this. And we have an organization, the CCD, that basically put something together well over a year ago saying, we want this, and residents are behind it. But, that's a small organization. They don't have deep pockets to fundraise that money. I mean, we could be sitting here in 20 years saying, well, so we need someone from the private sector, which we have. Is this something that we could use? I guess the question that after your answer was, is this where impact fees could go? Because we have matching funds in that way. And if I'm doing something with that money before we have to give it back to the taxpayers that put it in. So I guess I'll let you answer that question first.
So we've it's still preliminary, but the number that we've been kicking around is an estimate somewhere. If we had a matcher of the $3 million, that'd be ideal. But, another $2 million, even another million would be extremely helpful. I think the thing that there is some uncertainty. And I know I have to invest $250,000 just to get through those uncertainties. And those are DNR related. It's civil engineering. So there's some surprises that already popped up. They don't scare me off. But because of the uniqueness of the site, it's going to be, it's going to be a little more money. In that number, too, I will also say is the recontouring of the hill. And the group, one of the reasons we selected the group is not just because of the great work that they do with baseball complexes, but they also design golf courses. And it's a real science, like anything that's great, with golf courses about contouring. So in that number that I shared with you is also the, essentially moving the dirt around in the contouring associated with making that hill, A, into a terrain park, B, that looks really sharp within the community. So did that answer your question?
Yeah, that answered my question. I think... one thing, if when you go to the county board, and we can say, or I can say, that the city is invested in this also, to be able to show that, this is good for our residents in the area. And that's, why do we have county parks? Just because? No, to give people something to do, somewhere to go. I mean, I've been at Saturdays at Bradford Beach, a couple weeks ago down in McKinley for the 105th kickoff. Tomorrow we'll get the beer garden. Have a place that's for people to go that maybe don't have backyards, that live in the city, that with not a lot of green space around them. So to be able to sell this portion of the county to some that I serve with that just don't think this is a whole other plan down here, or for sure in our state, and to have some sort of investment from us, I think would be helpful legally or money, impact fee wise. Chairman of finance and where we get the money from.
We would need probably a specific area that would be leased by the city from the county to put a park type structures on it, which would maybe mean a pavilion of some type. Playground equipment, splash pad, something like that. that we could utilize our fees for, but we would need to lease a portion of this probably from Milwaukee County and visit a 99-year lease, like Greenfield did on Lake Madden.
That's so there'd be a way where we could potentially lease it, let you run it, something like that,
exactly.
and then that way we could have money directed towards this project. Okay.
Alderman Wilhelm.
It's been shot before by other people.
Okay. I think you're talking about Colwinkie Park. Right? Yeah. Alderman Wilhelm, and then Alderman Olson.
Well, I guess we're talking about money, and very few people in Franklin even know this is happening. So before we get too deep into committing Franklin funds, we need to let our constituents know. And the other thing, I think if we're going to spend funds, we definitely need to think about the future of Franklin. And I think that connection might be the best place where the city could spend their funds, is figuring out how to connect this area to Franklin. And I don't see that he needs to have more things put on his site just so we can lease it and say this is a reason why we're going to give money. We should be giving money to this project because we believe it's going to build Franklin up, and it'll support the businesses that need this kind of draw. And I think the best funds could be used on that connection purpose. And I keep hearing for a long time, well, you can't use park impact fees to build trails, and you can't use impact fees for this and that. But the more I'm reading about park impact fees, I think the city could use those impact fees to make that connection. And I think that the forward committee was going to look at what those impact fees really can be used for. I'd like to see that continue. Make another comment to make people leave the room, but it's apparent to me we have all the trails committee members here. So if that's a possibility, then maybe that might be something you might want to have them look at.
We'll see one.
One, two, three, four, five.
City attorney, how many
I didn't see subject matter jurisdiction on trails as part of this agenda.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. By the way, don't be irritated at me too much because my question was the purpose of your involvement in my direction. You said it means one, but that was the purpose of the question. You have never, ever left your chair.
That's correct. You have.
Many times.
Actually, thank you very much.
I'm a little. I asked you initially a question of how much money you were making, and the answer came back zero. Alderman Taylor then sends it into now we're doing impact fees. And then Alderman Solomon comes into now we're building buildings. I'm not specifically opposed to any of that, but we don't have these details. So before any of us gets into the conversation of impact fees or partnerships or anything like that, there are a few who have more information about this than the balance of the council. So before we start down that path, let's also recall that we had another group come before us asking us to financially support them that we might see later. So let's be excited, but let's not go crazy. If someone would like to offer a motion in support of the concept of the project, I'm all in.
So moved.
Second. Moved and seconded.
Motion
yes, I moved the gavel under discussion. And that's that. All of you are correct. They're saying, let's. One, our constituents are just finding out about this. Why did I bring it here? Because it's being talked about at the county board. It's being talked about all over the county. It needed to come here so that you would be informed of what everybody else is talking about. And you did give me direction to go out and negotiate. Lo and behold, while we're doing that, we have a lifelong resident of Franklin steps forward and he says, you know what, I'll take $3 million out of my pocket and we'll try and make something that's really ugly into something that's beautiful, and it's going to be an attraction for the city. There is a lot. In fact, we start talking about impact fees, and I told Mr. Zimmerman this, is that we would have to find out if, in fact, if impact fees could be used for this purpose. Can a municipality enter into a relationship with a private sector and another municipality, and can impact fees be used for that purpose? I have no clue, yes or no. And I'm looking over at Alderman Solomon because he knows how complex it is once you start talking about impact fees. The last piece on this is that Mr. Zimmerman and I also talked about that chalet that's currently on the site. As we all know that we need a place for youth and for at least seniors on a temporary basis until maybe something like the current county sports complex could be looked at for building a more permanent home. And he's got a lot to think about, and we talked about, well, what are you going to do during the ski season and all of that. So, yes, there's a lot of things to take place. I don't know when this is scheduled to go back before the County Parks Committee, if it is at all. But at least all of you and now the citizens of Franklin will be aware that they should keep this under the microscope and keep their ears open and try and listen for the results of what goes on at the County Parks Committee.
Well, I appreciate the motion, and I do agree that the project's good. However, it's not on the agenda for a concept review, and I'm a little uncomfortable going to my constituents and saying, hey, we just made a motion voting to approve a concept plan when we weren't really told we were putting a concept plan on the agenda. It was just a, how was it worded? A presentation for a master plan.
Do you want to ask the city attorney?
Sure.
Because I was going to use that. City attorney, is this an action item? Is this something that can action take?
It's under announcements.
Under the open meetings law, I believe that action could be taken upon the subject matter with regard to whether or not the motion is proper. I think that is in effect a policy consideration and running to some people might say it's a concept. It's a presentation.
And clearly, it was my intent that this be a presentation, not a concept.
So I'd say, I'll withdraw that.
I think you've probably gotten no waste.
This has been great. Yeah, this has been perfect.
All right, anything, Mr. Zimmerman or others, Mr. Haley, anyone else?
No, I will keep you posted, I guess, as we get more information. One point I want to make is as we move forward to your comment, Alderman Olson, you know, there's little selections that we'll have to make. So if we know it's a $3 million budget, you know, maybe we can't improve Crystal Ridge Road, which is in dire need of it. So we're just going to have to be smarter about, you know, the use of the funds. But if we have a larger opportunity, and that's, I just sort of look at it like we don't need it, but I think if we took this on together, we can make it even that much better. It's going to be good, but could it be great? That was sort of my point.
Well, more money will always get you a greater project.
Well, again, but it's us. This is us, right? I mean, that's how I feel about it.
I just want to make a little humor at that road and the kids
bumpy
love
road.
We're airborne when we go on that road.
My kids love it. Yeah.
Just a little poke, a suggestion is we should rename it Bennett Way.
Bennett Way, yeah.
All right, I think you've got what you came here for. Mr. Haley, anything? Congratulations to Director Blackley. I understand she got the lifelong public policy award, which is rarely given out, so kudos to the Parks Department.
And also thank you for the sports complex parking lot. Your 3.5 years of me crawling all over you and others, the mayor and I having to take a couple trips down to the building to one of my most friend to walk out. It's finally happening, which is up, yes.
Oh, there's a request for a 5-minute break. So let's take it off.
Thank you.
For you, the meeting minutes of June 4th, 2012.
So moved.
Second. Moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. You have before you organizational business, boards and commission appointments. I should ask the city clerk, this is just sort of rhetorical, but all the people that we have in front of us, except for the elected officials, have had the background checks.
That is correct.
You have in front of you the name of Thomas Lowe for the Library Board.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Olson.
Aye.
Alderman Solomon.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Scrant.
Aye.
Six ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. Now I have the name of Janine Olson for Civic Celebration.
So moved.
No relation.
Second.
Sorry, second. I was going to ask you about that. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Scrantz.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Solomon.
Aye.
Alderman Olson.
Aye.
Six ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. You have the name of Wendy Nackert.
Moved. Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman.
Yes.
Alderman Olson.
Aye.
Alderman Solomon.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Scrantz.
Aye. Six ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. You have the name of Robert Nackert for the Civic Celebration.
First District Party continues. I move. So moved.
I know. Normally there's complaints about this.
It's been seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Scrantz.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman
Six ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. Next name is Howard Phillipson for the Environmental Commission.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Olson.
Aye.
Alderman Solomon.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Scrantz.
Aye.
Six ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. Now I have the name of Marge Shore for the Quarry Monitoring Committee.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, I'm sorry, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Scrantz.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Aye.
Six ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. Now I have the name of Alderman Kristen Wilhelm for the Quarry Monitoring Committee.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Olson.
Aye.
Alderman Solomon.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman
Scrantz.
Aye.
Six ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. You have the name of Alderman Doug Schmidt for the Quarry Monitoring Committee.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Scrantz.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Solomon.
Aye.
Alderman Olson.
Aye.
Six ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. Now turn through reports and recommendations. Request from the Fire Chief to accept participation in the countywide Homeland Security Grant.
Motion approved.
Second.
Then moved and seconded. Under discussion, Alderman Olson.
Just asking for the Chief to give a presentation.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, six ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries.
Aye, second.
Must have been Remington that got it through. Item two, resolution to amend resolutions numbers 83-2091-85-2581 and 2009-6579. Imposing conditions, restrictions for approval of special use. Property located at approximately 6346 South 35th Street.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. You have before you. Item three, resolution authorizing installation of a fence within a 30-foot landscape buffer upon lot 42 in Windsor Hills, all in South.
So moved.
Second. Moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Item four, ordinance to free the parking on the west side of South 31st Street from West Rawson Avenue to 300 feet south.
So moved.
Is there a second? It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Item five, authorization to select a professional services consultant to provide stormwater management review.
So moved.
been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Item 6, resolution awarding contract to the lowest bidder for the repainting of the 500,000-gallon Drexel Avenue elevated tank located at 8909 West Drexel Avenue. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved. I just got a question.
I'll second it. I also have a question.
Under discussion, Alderman Olson.
What was our original thought of what this is going to cost?
Alderman Taylor.
Oh, yeah.
And Alderman Solomon, did you? Yeah, I also have a question.
All right.
Alderman Taylor, Alderman Solomon, Alderman Olson.
All right. Thank you, Your Honor. I guess I jumped the gun a little bit. What was our initial thought that this was going to cost when we start talking about this?
Because of the uniqueness of this project, we used a consulting firm to do the design and specifications. Their cost estimate was at approximately $520,000. Dixon Engineering.
And when was that number thought of? When did we kind of get that projected cost?
Actually, we first saw it about a year ago.
About a year ago?
It was part of a maintenance program for the city that they had developed.
So this is $60,000 to $65,000 more basically than what we thought it would be.
Yes.
What's the reason behind that? Is there anything that we didn't think we'd have to spend money on that we are?
We have found out that the reason why our tower is not highly bid upon, we had three bidders initially, we're down to two bidders now. The reason why the cost is so high is that the tower is so high. It's taller than most towers. It's nearly 200 feet tall. Most towers range about 150 feet. Not unlike our Pute's tower, is about 160. That's a more common height. This is higher. Plus, this is a much more difficult location, bordered by the fire department and the library and the residential not too far away. It's a tight location, unlike other sites that might be more in open land. So it makes it extremely difficult. It's a little bit a touch late in season, we're kind of pushing it. There was a dependency on getting our second booster pumping station in place before we take down the tower. It really makes the water utility nervous to take out a water tower that to have 500,000 gallons available to you. It won't be available when you take it out of service.
How long will it be out?
The contractor can start the 1st of August after the cell phone stuff comes off, August 1st, with a completion date October 20, at the end of October, with inspections to be completed in November.
So it could be about three months. How does that affect water pressure and affect portions of the city?
Well, it does. We will have to, instead of floating off the tower elevation, the water level in the tower, using our pumps, actually pumping at all times. So the pumps are going to have to do the load. Hopefully we won't have a severe fire. We're kind of at a critical time. This was evaluated earlier this evening by the Water Commission, and we heard about some of the safeguards. We're going to put on a sprinkling ban on that potential on the side of the city during peak times, okay? Especially in that first month of August.
Right.
That could become so we'll do all the safeguards we can, and I think we'll be safe on that. We believe that.
And it really just affects the west side of the city, so it affects especially, I think, Alderman Solomon the most, right? Maybe Alderman Stransky a little bit, too.
I hope Hale Park, right?
Yeah, that's why I see. We're not really worried about you got some appointments tonight, so you should be fine for a couple of people. All right, I'm good. Thank you, Ron.
Alderman Solomon, Alderman Olson.
One of the questions I had was specifically about the pressure in my area and the band that you just indicated for controls on watering. But August is gardening time yet, and it's going to be difficult. We'll have to fight through it, but it's going to be difficult.
Mr. Rowland?
Yes, Mr. Thank you.
I was going to invite Mr. Beck.
Yeah. The thought is that we would ban from 5 in the morning to approximately 7 or 8 o'clock in the evening, allowing for those people with sprinkler systems and that to use them, you know, later in the evening. Adjust your toros, you know, the pins in a little bit different. We would actually encourage people to use the water overnight because we need to have some water usage through the night, about 200 gallons a minute. A big system, that's not too difficult. But there are some safeguards that have to happen, but we need to. You can see the need. You know, that tower has not been worked on for 20 years.
My next question was the first bid for this type of work was 516 and now it's 584. What happened? We could have taken the low bid and saved ourselves 50 grand.
Well, I could run through this for you, but when we took the first bids, the low bidder, really low bid, 516 was it?
Yes,
516,000. To bid on an assumption that we would allow them to put up a temporary casement, like a sock, if you will,
sure.
and allow that. It's temporary in nature. You drop it when you're not using it. But that's not what the specs call for. The specs call for a permanent enclosure type system, scaffolding. Extremely costly, more costly, a couple hundred thousand more. And that's why all the other bidders were 800, you know, I'm trying to recall, 8 to 9,
yeah,
even $1 million. These guys can, this contractor said 516. Attorney and engineering staff, of course, supported that position, that that was appropriate. They did not indeed bid it correctly. Yet, you know, their assumption could not be accepted. So then, but the decision was made to rebid it. We rebid it, allowing for the SOC approach, the temporary containment. And they came in higher. What's unusual, if you read it in the Dixon letter, was they apparently made a mistake the first time. Short-sighted. One of the bid items, they were $50,000 short. That's something that didn't come into play. I don't think that would have changed our opinion.
Just a question.
It's all been surprising to us, too.
This is what you get when you rebid a project that's public information. I heard this the second time around, especially knowing the number of bidders. Ron, thank you, Esther. You answered the question relative to why this wasn't even higher based on our previous requirement for the permanent screening structure. So even with that adjustment, we did not get a second bid, or we did get a second bid from other high bidders.
We received two bids, one from Horizon, who was the previous low, continues to be low, but 70,000 more. Actually, more than that, but what we're suggesting, taking out item 14, which will reduce the bid amount by 22,000. But there was one other bidder out of the Twin Cities. Sorry, I don't have their name, but... But again, significantly more.
That's all right, Ron. That's fine.
There was a second bid. It was like 900,000.
Good enough. The other comment, question, operationally relative to this water pressure stuff issue, do we have to draw the tower down in August, or can we paint the outside, draw it down, and then...
Our suggestion would be, if that would be allowable, is to paint the outside, the outside column first, gain some time, some critical time in August. If we can do that, we're making that determination. I mean, through Dixon, if that would be allowable.
Okay, and then as we're drawing down the tower, what's the probability of rust and other sediment coming through the lines to our neighbors?
Well, it will have to be monitored and blown off if you get particulates right.
Well, there's rust in the tank, right?
Potentially,
bottom,
yes.
We're going to draw it down to nothing because
yes.
You've got to reseal it.
It will have to be blown off. It, actually, the tower site will actually be bivalving, you know, contained and dealt with. You know, it's not going into the line system. It's not going to get through the valve system. But it's an excellent point. It's going to have to be dealt with.
Rob, before I turn to Alderman Skronsky, and I know I probably asked this before, but why is this in front of the county council? This under you have the Board of Water Commissioners?
Yes.
And my understanding is once we make the appointments of the Water Commissioners, just like the library, it's pretty much we should need to stay out of their business. So why is this constantly coming back to the council for decisions when, in essence, those decisions have been made by the Board of Water Commissioners?
It's when there is significant major contracts, major expenditures, I think there's a level of comfort by the manager to bring this before you.
Is it required by law?
My understanding is that minimally landowner is city property, and while Board of Water Commissioners appreciates the item, which we really don't understand,
that like it's our library and library board,
manager.
Okay, I knew the answer. Alderman Skronsky.
Yeah, well, some of my questions Ron answered. One is when you draw that water down, is that included in the bid on filtering that water to make sure any of those particulates don't get into the residential system? And where does that water go when you get done with it?
It has to be filtered out.
Do the lawn out in the park here?
Yeah, right.
Run a hose over my
yard. So you have a rust-colored lawn instead of a green one when you get done?
No,
okay. All right. The next one is, who wrote the specifications on this?
Dixon Engineering.
Right.
They have a local branch. Actually, it's
Eisenhower. Yeah, okay.
Forestville. Right. Second. They're based out of Michigan.
Okay.
Pretty well recognized as specialty.
Next question is, why wasn't the SOC acceptable? I mean, just to keep the particulates as they're sandblasting and cleaning it, rather than going to an expensive scaffolding structure, which ain't going to do anything more than keep the sock tight. That's all. I mean, that's ridiculous.
We've questioned them. They were good-faced about it, too. Now, they could have saved us a couple $100,000, I'd say, or more.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. And why now, after a contractor challenged their spec, are they willing to back it down if you will to a temporary stop? It doesn't seem right to us. They need reconsideration.
All the ones I've seen throughout the state and everything else are the collapsible sock with rails. Even the one in Wauwatosa, they just got done doing. Never had solid structure.
The permanent structure offers the fact that you can work in. It has some advantages, but
it's
pretty cost.
Okay, that's all I have there.
Okay, city attorney.
Only that, my understanding is there's not a couple of $100,000 that our original bid in error. We bid with this new spec. I'm hearing that the original bidder made $50,000. Other mistake. So you're not talking about a couple of $100,000. Original bids, second and third bidder were hundreds of thousands of dollars higher, and you're hearing that the second bidder is still hundreds of thousands of dollars higher. There's not a couple of $100,000 that was in the box.
But the question was, why initially, as I took it, why initially did they expect the permanent, the scaffold type approach?
and now to change is a question, a valid question. No, we haven't lost $100,000. I'm sorry, but we could have had the low bidder. Well, we wouldn't have awarded. We wouldn't have had the money to go, you know, $900,000 because our budget was $500,000 to $600,000 range. Had Horizon not bid, we wouldn't have seen that kind of number initially.
City Attorney.
Did I hear correctly? Well, I thought I heard him say that we lost a couple of $100,000 in response to all of Ms. Gronsky's question about bid specs being drawn.
If I said we actually did, but we could have. You don't
okay,
have
so any, the city didn't.
We did not lose any money. I'm sorry, Ms. Soldier.
Council is very confused, so is the mayor. Alderman Olson.
Well, my larger question is if the engineer is experienced in the industry and has written a bid spec and understands that there are two methods to protect the surrounding area, one of them is very expensive, one of them is not so expensive. How did we come to the decision where we would always accept the higher cost protection? And why was the lower price currently from the contract method, why was that not put in as an alternate spec to allow the city or the water commissioners to make an intelligent choice between spending a whole bunch of money and spending not quite as much?
We relied on the professionals, the experts in the field to guide us. We're questioning it too. I mean that they said it has to be a permanent containment.
Mr. City Attorney, we can have adult beverage and argue about this. But to me, the city did lose money because of the structure of the bid. Now, this is an adult conversation. It doesn't have to go anywhere. But the fact is, if that bid spec was written in a manner that allowed for substitutes and alternates, we wouldn't have had to rebid it. We would have saved whatever the difference is between the public and 516. Just the way my head works, I'm sorry.
Just on that note, as the city attorney, the decisions regarding the bidding process and the oversight for that, that was the Board of Water Commissioners, correct?
Sure.
Sorry?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So that actually those decisions didn't come here. I guess my question to you is why should the council support this motion? Why should they support this resolution? Why is this in their best interest? Because right now I can't count. I don't think I can support it.
Relying again on Dixon and our common sense, staff's common sense on this, is we bid it twice. The third bid will not improve the situation. We have a bidder. We had three initially. Now we're down to two. We still have a bidder that is competitively bidding this project.
What if the council decides to take no action? What would be the consequence?
It would become too late to defer this for several months.
Is there something that would jeopardize the public safety or water getting to the residents or anything like that? I'm trying to find out, Ron, why as a former alderman, why I would vote for this. Many of the questions, listening to this are really good questions, and it does seem to me to be fundamentally unfair that this council is having to weigh in on this. I understand the land issue and all that, when most of the decisions have actually been made by the Board of Water Commissioners. So, again, why is this in the best interest of the council to vote?
Because our limited as it is, the bids we have received the first time, again, the second time, would indicate that this is not a desirable project to bid on, a highly competitive project to bid on. We're just not getting lots of competitive bids. We do have
a competitive bid in hand from a little bit of Verizon by not awarding to this person who stand this firm, you stand the chance of them not bidding again or perhaps bidding even higher. And then if you lose this bidder, this bid that you have in hand, it could even rise higher, hundreds of thousands of dollars higher.
Well, it won't have it all rolls.
Well, we need this done, right?
Pardon?
We need this done.
Yes, we do.
And how much have we spent every time you put this in the paper to go out for bid? Every time you do the public notices and the staff time, what are we spending newspaper ads? Every time we do it, we cost ourselves more money. And if we do it again, it'll cost ourselves more money plus the chance of the bid to go up again. So we should probably just vote this and so I'm going to call the question.
Questions and calls or seconds calling the question?
Second.
All those in favor of calling the question, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, the chair believes there's more than two-thirds. In fact, believes there's all of the members have voted to call the question. On the question, Madam Clerk, please read back the motion.
Alderman Taylor moved to adopt a resolution awarding the contract to the lowest bidder for the repainting of the 500,000-gallon Drexel Avenue located at 8909 West Drexel.
Okay. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Six ayes, no noes. I have a motion carries. We're now on. We're on item 7, resolution authorizing execution agreement with East Electric Sewer Cleaning for cleaning, grooming, televising, sanitary sewer laterals at South 37th Street from West Rawson Avenue to West Madison.
I'll make that motion.
Second. Is there a second? Under discussion, Mr. City Attorney.
Just a question for Mr. Rollmeis. Has the period of the Class 1 notice expired?
No, it hasn't. This
I would suggest that the resolution in the packet and the following, at the end of the resolved clause, quote, after the expiration of the Class 1 notice period and the city engineer's then statement that no reasonably valid objections of address were received by the city.
Okay. And is that acceptable to make a motion?
Yes.
And the second was?
Yes.
Alderman Schmidt, he accepts it as well. All right. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, six ayes, no noes. I have it. Motion carries. Now I'll turn to claim of Peter Sobek for reimbursement of costs associated with the replacement of a stop box at 7505 South Cambridge Drive. Mr. Liberta, is there a desire to go into closed session on this?
Only if I don't believe we posted it that way.
Okay. I'm sorry, didn't we? We have, I think it's my glasses broke. So. But,
It is listed when it comes to action. I apologize.
All right. Is there a motion? Yeah, I have to read the notice.
Says the Common Council may enter closed session pursuant to 19.85(1)(e) and G. Stats to consider a claim of Peter Sobek for costs associated with the water service repairs at 7505 South Cambridge Drive due to alleged repeated use of the claimant's driveway as a turnaround space for heavy vehicles who may re-enter open session at the same place thereafter to act in such manner as discussed therein as deemed appropriate.
Is there a motion to that effect? Is there a second? It's been moved and seconded under discussion. Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Olson, Alderman Solomon, Alderman Wilhelm, Alderman Taylor, Alderman.
No.
Five ayes, one no. Ayes have it. Motion carries. We are going into closed session. Only those individuals that have business on this item may remain in the chamber. I would ask that all those take all of your personal items with you when you leave.
Let's go through the first page from June 13th. Rutgers, Inc. Approved pending fire inspection. 27th Street Mobile approved. Hodak approved pending inspections and payment. JAI approved pending payment. Megamarts approved pending fire. Open Pantry approved pending fire and payment. Pyra Corporation approved pending payment. Fiber Corporation on Ryan Road, approved pending payment. Sam's East, approved pending fire. Sendix, approved pending building inspection and payment. Shack Enterprises, pending, approved pending payment. Spirit Dreams, approved pending building fire and payment. Target Corporation, approved fire and pending fire and payment. Ultramart, approved pending fire inspection. Walmart on 27th Street, pending fire. Walgreens on 27th Street, approved pending fire. Walgreens on 76th Street, approved. Walgreens on 99 Lewis Road, approved. Wisconsin CVS Pharmacy, approved pending building inspections. L Food Serving Incorporated, approved pending fire payment. Chai Garden, approved. Federation of Coalition Societies, hold for appointment. Oh, we did meet with them tonight, so you're going to see that again in the next group. M Squared, approved pending payment. BST LLC, Mulligans, hold for appointment. That also was on tonight's agenda. The Bowery, approved pending payment. Buckhorn, approved pending payment. Country Lanes, approved pending water test at Country Lanes is only for the upstairs bar. The downstairs has not had a complete building inspection as of yet.
The building inspection has been screwing around with that for 2 years.
I'm just telling you.
Okay. Thank you. I will take care of it.
This is Crystal Ridge.
Crystal Ridge is approved pending fire and payment. EJR Dining, approved pending payment. Eric Setback, approved pending payment. Franklin Hotel, approved pending payment and building. Gus's, approved pending payment. HB&H, LLC, approved pending inspections and payment. Hanley's, approved pending payment. North Toscana, approved. Landmark has been referred to the city attorney. Little Cancun, approved pending fire and payment. MW Lung, approved pending payment. Pantheon, approved pending inspections, and I say that poorly. Polonia, approved pending payment and fire. Polish Heritage Alliance, approved pending payment. QT Pizza, hold for appearance, that was also done tonight. Rossum Club Incorporated, approved pending payment. RLGIDI, Casa di Giorgio, approved pending payment. Ropley Tech, approved pending payment. Romeo's, approved pending payment. St. Martin's, approved pending payment. St. Nikolai, approved pending building, fire and payment. 76th Street Pub and Grill, approves. TJAL Holdings, which is the Irish Cottage, hold for appointment. We met with them also tonight. Three Sellers, approved pending payment. Tuckaway, approved pending payment. Two Brothers, approved pending fire and water and payment. Wild Breed, approved pending building and payment. Academy of Preschool Learning, approved pending fire. Amy's Academy, approved. Faith Academy, approved pending fire. Jubilee Christian, approved pending fire. Kindercare approved. Miss Ricky's, approved. Risen Savior Nursery School, approved pending fire. St. James, approved pending fire. D&K, approved. Franklin Mobile Estates, approved. Al's Auto Salvage, approved. Durham Auto Salvage, approved pending fire. Aurora, on this particular date, Aurora Pharmacy had not yet applied. Family Treehouse had not yet applied. They were on the next agenda to see that. Innovative Health and Fitness approved, Gym Zone approved, Milwaukee County Sports Complex approved, pending building and fire, Oakwood Golf Course approved, pending fire, Whitnall Park approved, pending fire, Marcus Cinema approved, American Entertainment approved, Games R Us approved, Mitchell Novelty approved, National Coin approved, Reds Novelty approved, Reggie's Amusement LLC, SP Whitman approved, Reggie's Amusement approved, Winners Amusements and Video Game Service approved, Wisconsin P&P Amusement approved, Shahzad Ahmad approved, Alred approved, Bednarik approved, Belanger approved, Blunt approved, Brown approved, Bryce approved, Clark approved, Cole approved, Connors approved, Courtright approved, Davidson approved, Decker approved, Drakolik approved, Drapes approved, Drone approved, Duffy approved, Eskowitzki, Iskowski approved, Falkowski is approved, Falvey approved, Fish approved, Floyd Hike approved, Gagliano approved, Gilliam approved, Gridley approved, Rokowski, hold for appearance, Ruby approved, Hackle approved, Hazy approved, Hanley approved, Harmon approved, Hetfield approved, Hermanson approved, Hernandez approved, Chera approved, Huffer approved, Hutz approved, Jackson approved, Jagazuski approved, Jagazuski approved, Jansen approved, Jubek approved, Cation approved, Kalibik approved, Klein approved, Casellos approved, Lake approved, Liebach approved, Lund approved, Lowe approved, Chusi approved, Lockstead approved, McGolan hold for appearance, Mariani approved, Matuzak approved, Mercia Mercado approved, Mahalski approved, Miller approved, Mishka approved, Milnazak approved, Nikolai approved, Nelson approved, Nelson approved, O'Connor approved, Page approved, Palma approved, Peterson approved, Petrovsky approved, Proterik approved, Protopaska approved, Rebeka approved, Ramey approved, Reisner approved, Rosowitz approved, Rush approved, Rizowitz approved, Scarborough approved, Schaefer hold for appointment, Schaefer approved, Schlichter approved, Schein approved, Schmidt approved, Sherma approved, Shula approved, Singh approved, Smith approved, Smutkowski approved, Spore Leader approved, Standish approved, pending school, Syed approved, Terry approved, Templin approved, Topaz approved, Turner approved, Wagner approved, Wainio approved, Walvis approved, Wagner approved, Weiss approved, West approved, Westfall approved, Richards approved, Zarka approved, Zolinski approved, Brown approved, Grimshade approved, Forest Park Middle School Additional and Event State approved, U.S. Again LLC. That's going to be referred to the city attorney. I think we need to follow up on that one. 7-Eleven is approved pending surrender of the operator's license from Open Pantry.
Is there a second?
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Under discussion, question, Landmark. Page 78. So that was referred to the city attorney.
We're looking for dates compatible to the three licensees and the agent of the town. Yes. Okay. We expect that to happen shortly.
All right. How about a round of applause for all the town?
We're not done yet.
Oh, not yet. Give him a half a half.
I mean, he's getting teary eyed because this is the last time he's got to read all this like this.
Yes.
So,
for those on the June 13th agenda.
All those in favor of this, Mr. Mayor? Alderman,
I got distracted there for a minute. Couldn't quick read back the motion.
All right, there's a motion made and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, six ayes, no noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Madam Clerk.
I do
want to
mention, as I think I do every year, that this is the license committee. Say, but the reason that so many of them are still having to pay is because under state law we can only require in Milwaukee County class A and B licenses to be paid so many days before they are due. So would require them to pay at the beginning of June or in April when they apply or anything like that. So, so they are not delinquent in their payment. It's just a condition.
All right, Alderman Solomon, are we going to continue on page 90?
QT Pizza approved, TGAL Holdings approved, Federation of Corrosion Societies approved, BST LLC approved, 7-Eleven approved, sending approved, pending surrender of Open Pantries license, Family Treehouse approved, Clear Choice approved, Aurora on Lover's Lane approved, Aurora on Loomis approved, Adam Check approved, Ballastore approved, Baum approved, Bolante approved, Bolaris hold for appearance, Brenneman approved, Byers approved, Budzinski hold for appearance, Carino approved, Saran hold for appearance, Glasner approved, Clifford hold for appearance, Cook approved, Drutzler approved, Gillis approved, Hazy approved, Hall hold for appearance, Hazy approved, Hurst approved, Johnson approved, Cassell approved, Klitschko approved, Klitschko approved, Kloppenberg approved, Lanska approved, Lopez approved, that's a good one. Approved, Malik approved, Medrick approved, Oyster appear, Rebecca, Ribia approved. Yeah, approved. Reichert approved, Reitenbach approved. Rollman must complete the application, otherwise it's approved. Schilling approved, Schramm approved, Siciliano approved, Siciliano approved for hold for appointment. Stark approved, Streeter approved, Zafiro approved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion seconded. Okay. Any further discussion? City Attorney?
Just that it was my understanding that the scheduling.
Well, it was, yeah, okay. Right.
All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, six ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. How about a nice round of applause?
I want to go back to one that has been referred to the city attorney. You may want to give him a call or think about this because this is going to have to go on the agenda. U.S. again, LLC in the back of the first group. What they want to do is put donation bids throughout the city. And I think that's a question.
Did you want to talk to the city attorney later?
I want to do that because I don't know.
It's not really a job.
I understand that, but that's why it's being referred to the city.
Right.
Okay.
The city attorney.
And council members should call.
Well, they should call you. We'll talk about it and probably put it back in the
like,
Yeah.
Okay. That passed. Item vouchers. You have approval list of vouchers numbers 143, 147 through 143, 323 in front of you. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Scott.
Aye.
Six ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. We have the payroll of June 15th, 2012 in front of you. Is there a motion to approve? Is there a second?
Second.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Olson.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Scott.
Aye.
Alderman Scott.
Aye.
Six ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. Motion to approve.
Sure.
Is there a second?
Second.
Moving second. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. We are adjourned.
He's not. That's okay.
No.
I figured that was out.